Intro: this lesson walks you through rebuilding a Taxman-style bass pressure from scratch in Ableton Live 12, optimized to lock with chopped breakbeats. We'll design a three-way split bass, sub, mid-grit, and top texture, build a modular audio effect rack, and glue it to a breakbeat with tight sidechain, transient shaping, and gated chops. Everything uses Ableton Live 12 stock devices and practical routing you can drop into any DNB or breakbeat template. What you will build, you'll create one bass instrument, Waveatable recommended, routed into an audio effect rack with three chains: sub, clean, mono low end, mid, distorted growl with formant movement, top, textured top end with rhythmic modulation. You'll make a breakbeat sidechain bus to feed compressor and gate modulation for groove locked pumping and chopped hits. We'll map macros for drive, pressure, rhythm shape, and width, and apply final multiband glue and monosafe export techniques. Preparation: start by creating two tracks, breakbeat audio. Drop your chopped breakbeat. For this lesson, we assume 174 BPM. Bass MIDI. Create a MIDI track for your bass instrument. Load the sound source. Use Waveatable on bass MIDI. For a deep sub plus growl, oscillator 1. Sine or triangle for sub. Oscillator 2. A harmonic Waveatable, for example bite slash harmonic. Tune oscillator 2 an octave or a fifth above osc 1 to give harmonics to shape later. Keep the sub clean and osc 2 texture. Raw instrument settings. Starting points: osc 1 level around 0.8, octave minus 1, osc 2 level around 0.7, octave 0 or plus 1, mono unison 1 2 and slight detune for texture. Keep sub untouched. Filter: a 24 dB low pass to start. We'll open it later. Amp envelope: tiny attack 25 ms, decay 300 600 ms, sustain around 0.7, release 30 60 ms. Adjust to taste. Split into three processing chains. Add an audio effect rack after Waveatable and create three chains named SUB, mid and top. We'll split frequency bands with EQ8 on each chain. SUB chain. EQ8. Set a high cut around 8100 Hz. Utility. Width 0% to mono the sub. Saturator. Very light drive. Soft clip. Aim for tightness. Not added harmonics. MID chain. EQ8. Low cut tilde 8090 Hz and high cut around 1.5-1.8 kHz. Sculpt 150-400 Hz for body. Saturator. Medium curve. Drive tilde 24 dB. Add overdrive for edge if needed. Optional redux for digital grit only if desired. Optionally add a short, subtle hybrid reverb or resonator for formant-like movement. Very low dry slash wet. TOP chain. EQ8. Cut below tilde 700-800 Hz. Gentle boost in 26 kHz for presence. Frequency shifter. Tiny amount 0.1-0.4 for micro pitch drift and stereo interest. Delay. Ping pong or delay. Synced 1/16 or 1/32. Low feedback and low dry slash wet around 5-10% to create motion. Chain balancing and macros. Use the rack's chain volumes to balance the three bands. Map each chain volume to a macro. Macro 1 equals SUB level, macro 2 equals MID level, macro 3 equals TOP level. Map a global drive macro, macro 4 to saturator and overdrive amounts across MID and TOP, using mapping ranges for smooth control. Rhythmic locking with sidechain and gating. Create a sidechain bus. Either duplicate breakbeat audio or make a send and a small break sidechain send track that receives it. Use this dedicated bus for consistent sidechain triggering. On the MID and TOP chains, insert compressor and enable sidechain, choosing breakbeat audio or break sidechain send as the input. Settings: ratio 4:18:1, attack 0.5 ms, release 6120 ms. Adjust threshold for about 3.8 dB gain reduction on strong hits. This creates pumping in time with the breaks. For extreme gating, after compressor on the MID chain, add gate sidechain to the break. Set threshold so the gate closes between hits and opens on transients. Use release around 7140 ms to control tail length. This makes the bass poke with break transients. Alternatively, create a rack level gate map to a macro to toggle between smooth and chopped modes. Transient shaping and pressure control. Place drum bus after the audio effect rack. Drive 2-4. Transients increase to taste. Distortion type tube. Use snap and boom subtly to emphasize low-end body without ruining clarity. Glue and multiband control. Insert multiband dynamics after drum bus. Low band. Gentle compression. 2:1. Medium attack slash release. Mid band. Heavier compression. 4:16:1. Lower threshold to create pressure. High band. Light or transparent compression. Optionally, place a glue compressor after multiband for final balance, slow attack, faster release to let initial transient pass and then pull energy back in time with the groove. Stereo and phase alignment before widening, check phase with utility. If sub collapses in mono, flip phase on MID or TOP chains until the low end is solid. Keep SUB width at 0% mono, MID slash TOP width modest, around 30-60%. Map width to a macro. Automation and tempo synced movement map wavetable filter cutoff and the drive macro to automation for transitions. For rhythmic movement, add auto filter on MID or TOP with LFO sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/16, small depth. Map LFO rate to a macro so you can vary motion and arrangement. Tightening to the breakbeat tune sidechain envelope to the break for snare-driven pumps. Lengthen release so bass breathes between snare hits. For staccato feel, shorten release to 30-60 ms. Use the compressor knee to taste. Harder knee for snappier ducking. Fine EQing after multiband. Use EQ8 subtractively. Cut 300-600 HC mudness. Notch resonances. Use spectrum to watch energy and peaks. Low shelf around 40-60 HC can shape subpresence subtly. Final limiting and metering, at a limiter at the track end only if needed. Keep ceiling around minus 0.3 dB. Use utility and spectrum to verify mono sum and sub energy, and ensure no clipping on the mix bus. Saving your rack, save the audio effect rack as Taxman bass pressure rack. Put crossover frequencies and recommended BPM range in the preset notes so you can recall settings quickly. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave the SUB chain stereo. Widening sub causes phase cancellation on club systems. Don't oversaturate the sub. Apply distortion differently per chain. Avoid inconsistent sidechain routing. Use a dedicated, processed sidechain bus for stable pumping. Don't set attack too slow or too fast without testing. 0.5 ms is a good range, but tune to the break. Avoid extreme filtering that removes needed harmonics. Make musical filter moves. If layering sources, check phase alignment, flip phase or nudge delays if low end thins. Pro tips: create a transient accent track. Extract break transients and send them to a short high passed bass click layered with an MID for attack. Use utility phase invert and nudge clip start times by a few milliseconds to align clicks with break transients. Map an XY macro for two parameters, such as drive on X and multiband mid threshold on Y, so one control trades grit for pressure. Export a separate SUB stem for mastering engineers to control low end independently. Use tiny frequency shifting or chorus on the TOP chain to maintain presence on small speakers without touching the sub. Sidechain the MID band heavier than SUB if the break has heavy mid energy. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Load a 174 BPM break with clear kick and snare. 2. Build the wavetable source. OSC 1 sine sub, OSC 2 harmonic wavetable. 3. Construct the 3-chain audio effect rack with SUB at tilde 90 HZ. Mid 81.5 kHz, top 800 HC. 4. Add sidechain compressor on MID, triggered by the break, giving tilde 5 dB gain reduction on snare hits. 5. Add a sidechained gate on MID so the bass opens on snare transients only. 6. Save your rack, and export a 16-bar loop to compare with and without the rhythmic gate. Recap: you designed a sub plus mid plus top architecture inside an audio effect rack. Used separate processing to keep the sub clean while adding grit and texture to mids and tops, and lock the bass to a breakbeat with sidechain compression and gated rhythmic shaping. You applied multiband control and glue compression to create cohesive pressure, saved a reusable rack, and mapped macros for performance and arrangement use. Always keep the break audible while designing, and keep the SUB chain mono for club-ready low end. Closing coach notes: remember, bass pressure is frequency management, transient interaction and gated rhythmic energy. Think of the SUB as foundation, MID as engine, and TOP as personality. Use a dedicated sidechain bus for consistent triggering. Check mono compatibility often, and when CPU becomes a problem, bounce complex sections to audio or freeze tracks. Save presets with clear macro names and recommended crossover frequencies so you can recall this rack in other projects. That's the Taxman Edit Rebuild. Load your break, follow the steps, and tweak in context until the bass not only sits, but actively drives the groove.